Can you kind of explain step by step the process that you see as a witness views it? You know, what do you see? What do you hear, if you can hear anything?
The media witnesses sit on the back of three rows, and they're more like church pews. And what happens from that point on is the warden comes into the room. He reads the execution warrant. He asks the condemned if he has any final statement. Now, the condemned would have been given the opportunity to record a final statement, but then he can also make one to the folks who are in the witness area. At that point, the microphone is on, and the inmate is allowed to speak for up to 2 minutes, although I've never seen one go for more than a couple of seconds. And then the inmate's asked if he would like a prayer, and if so, there's a minister in the room who prays with him. And at that point, the sound is turned off. And everyone leaves the room except for one nurse who stands by the condemned just past his shoulder. There are two officers in the room, but you can't really see them because they're against the wall that separates the witness room from the condemned. And you can watch his face. You can watch his breathing. Every once in a while, you can hear a sound like they might exhale tremendously. But mostly, you can't hear what's going on in the execution chamber. And then once the monitors in the back show that he no longer has a heartbeat, two doctors come into the room, and they check his vitals. They check his eyes. They listen for his heartbeat. And then one of them will nod to the warden. The warden will step forward and pronounce the time of death. And then the curtains close, and everyone is hurried out of the chamber.
Does it just look like someone goes to sleep, or is there any outward physical sign aside from, you know, every once in a while maybe seeing the IV at the beginning?
Well, you can tell it's happening because they will struggle to keep their eyes open. The last one that I saw, he insisted on smiling as much as he could, and he would smile, and then the smile would drift away, and he would, like, shake himself awake and smile again. But what happens is you just see them go to sleep, and you can see their chest moving. And then after a while, you no longer see their chest moving. It's very quiet in there. There's no drama. It's very respectful, as much as it can be, but it's very quiet.
How long does that process take with the number of pento-only ones you've seen?
It usually takes anywhere from, I don't know, 9 to 15 minutes. Now, there was one occasion where when Georgia executed a woman almost 2 years ago, she sang until the very end. But she's the only one who made any sound at all as she was being executed.
What was she singing?
Amazing Grace. She had a very high, sweet voice that didn't really match the person, because the person was a large, heavy woman, and the voice was very light and sweet. She got through the first stanza, and then she started to sing it again, and that's when she stopped singing.